birthday.
Oh, that's fun.
And, yeah, they have, and it was a big one for her, but I'm not about to say which one.
You better not.
And, no, I know better than that. But, and then Greg, you got one coming up, and I always remember yours because it's
Hard
the same
show,
day
we're out
as
of time
sister.
For this hour.
Oh, man, yeah, I know, I get verbose, I'm sorry.
No.
Y'all have a good day.
No, it's not, your weight has nothing to do with it. It's, JB.
Hey, I just want to report an accident.
All right, let me get the attention. Hold it.
Okay, go ahead.
Wait, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Okay. Shoot.
85 South, just south of Jackson Hospital. Somebody, two car collision. One spun out and hit the inside wall. Oh. That's the far left hand. And the other car is on the other side of the road. It's off the road, but it's on the other side. So...
We appreciate
starting
that.
Starting to back up.
All right, so, I'm going to go downstairs and take a look to see if it's backed up to Perry Hill or further than that.
Out in front of your station, and so it's flowing good right now.
Okay.
So, I don't know, guy. Well, I'll tell you what, can you hear this?
I mean, we can't. No, there's no way we'd be able to hear it. I mean, we're in a soundproof studio, man. We can't hear.
I'm blowing my air horn. Okay, I'm just driving a truck. That's all.
I'm just driving a truck.
JB, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. As we close out the hour with traffic and then Fox News.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is seeing a pretty good day to be traveling. We still have our normal delay on I-65 if you're headed out of Prattville, so be careful there. Speaking of Prattville, the police are still working an accident on Lower Kingston Road near Durden Road with an overturned vehicle, so be careful there. If you're on the boulevard in Montgomery, everybody's moving along just fine. It's busy, so be careful around the traffic lights, and the traffic on the 31s is moving smoothly this morning. Keep in mind, school zones are in effect for a little while longer. Watch your speed limit. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Hit the big button and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery. Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. The River Region is experiencing a record year in real estate sales. It looks like that trend is likely to continue. Low interest rates, lowest unemployment in decades, means more people are able to buy a house. In addition, our area welcomes thousands of new residents being transferred by the military or being transferred to a new job. Over 3,400 homes have sold thus far in our area, and 47% of our listings are selling in the first 60 days on the market. It's taking less time to sell a house than it has in a long time. Our listings have been getting offers and contracts, and we need more listings to sell. If you want over 40 years of local real estate experience, a team of positive, uplifting people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me, 221-2883.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Oh my! Why won't this turn green?
Maybe you should try waiting.
Turn green!
Oh, look, it turned green. See, if you had just waited, your blood pressure would be way lower right now.
This website is taking forever to load!
Maybe you should try waiting again.
Oh, yeah? Well, just wait till I smash this computer all over the floor!
If you had waited, you'd still have a computer.
I've been waiting for you to shut up, but that hasn't worked out so far.
Maybe if you just wait, I'll
come here.
Patiently waiting is healthier for everyone.
Knock it off. Maybe you should wait for me to knock it off.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It used to be a...
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Sharp words after a secret presidential sit-down with the Taliban is abruptly canceled. The Taliban putting out a statement saying in part,
this will lead to more losses to the U.S. Its credibility will be affected. Its anti-peace stance will be exposed to the world. Losses to lives and assets will increase.
Fox's Kevin Cork, some lawmakers criticizing the president for trying to bring Taliban officials to the U.S. Congress back from summer recess today. Gun control, one issue another. Housing finance reform. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin telling Maria Bartiromo on the Fox Business Network.
As part of housing reform, we do want to make sure that there is real capital in front of the taxpayers. The other issue, we'll be looking for bipartisan legislation to get approval to put a full faith and credit on the securities.
He testifies before senators tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Bad news, folks. It's Monday.
Oh, no. Not again.
And how do the folks on your favorite radio show feel about Mondays? What do you think about Mondays, Greg Dudell?
Oh, man, this sucks.
And what helps you get through Monday, Jay Scott?
I'm sexy and I know it.
Emily Hayes, are you ready for Monday morning when the rubber hits the road?
What's the rubber?
What's your take on Monday, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas. What do you think we should do about Mondays?
Nip it in the bud.
Well, I guess we'll just have to suck it up and face it.
Let's do this!
Here comes three men and a lady.
And welcome to the third and final hour of Three Men and a Lady, just before news and views. That bus will arrive in about 52 minutes. Hey, in this hour, we're going to give away prime prizes playing the game that Tess Montgomery set up our little trip of boat. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and Rich Thomas by Digital.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The brutal heat continues today. We have a heat advisory in effect again. Yesterday, we had a record high of 100. We'll be in the same neighborhood today. The actual heat index will be from 105 to 109 with spotty, widely scattered storms around the area. And keep in mind that the storms will be fading out tonight at low 74. Tomorrow, no relief from the heat. Upper 90s both Tuesday and Wednesday with widely scattered afternoon and evening storms and still hot on Thursday and Friday. From the National Weather Association Conference in Huntsville, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcast.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
9 minutes past 8 o'clock, that conference that Rich is attending is a pretty big deal and is very focused, you know, on new developments in weather technology and yada, yada. We were just talking about Dorian during the break and how for all the new technologies that are available, nature's going to do what it's going to do.
Yeah.
When Dorian was first born, they thought it was going to cross the peninsula of Florida and get into the Gulf. And Rich said it could be something we have to keep an eye on. And then with every day that track changed, the cone of doom shifted.
The cone of doom.
Eventually, you know, and the people that are running their mouths say, oh, there's never been, this is what climate change looks like. No, it's not. Alabama is what climate change looks like. Because if there hadn't been climate change, we'd be doing the show from under 75 feet of ice. That happened 10,000 years ago. That's not that long ago.
The climate never changes here. Or well, it feels like it never changes.
But yeah. Something occurred that had the glaciers retreat and left behind this beautiful state and the Midwest, minus Chicago.
Which
has, well, let's put it this way, a diminishing amount of charm. I may go back for a class reunion just to tick myself off next year.
Why? Why do you like to be angry?
I don't like to be angry. I don't want to be angry.
All right, man, thanks.
I'm just remembering how everything looked in 2010 and how depressing it was.
You're going to roll into Chicago, listen to Chicago's old days?
What was that?
accident, two-car accident southbound, right there in front of Jan's Beach House.
Oh.
Yeah. Two-car accident there as you're going southbound, and it's going to back up. So.
Are we just not going to drive well today?
Eastern Boulevard. It's, yeah. Oh.
It's too nice. Man, I got to tell you, I just, for all the miles, I've made that round trip about 60 or more times, and I've been lucky. Really lucky. And I haven't seen too many. As crazy as Florida is,
how aggressive.
Oh, my God. Driving in the traffic down there, that's a whole different ballgame. There is just such naked aggression. These little macho boys with their little souped-up Corollas. I'm not kidding.
I thought you were going to say souped-up Corvettes.
No, they do. And this goes back a long way. I think the number, it was one of the top stolen cars. They take the catalytic converter from Camrys and put them on Corollas or something, and it makes them loud. And why do you got to have all that noise? What is the big deal? Same thing with some motorcycles that are just where somebody has to run it and then take it. It happened in Warm Springs. A lot of bikers there. This rather burly fellow starts it up and not only peels out, but had his engine. It hurt. It hurt to be within proximity.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you need to do that. And boy, did I tell him off after he was about 200 feet away.
Yeah, you did, peepaw. Did you shake a fist in
I
the
told
air?
Janelle about the peepaw thing. They thought that was hilarious. Peepaw. Speaking of driving, Montgomery is full of driven people and the passions that fuel them. Passions for food, family, education, and Southern traditions. And at Montgomery Eye, it's eyesight. And that has been the passion that's driven that practice for almost three quarters of a century. But we're in 2019, and LASIK is the thing. A combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries over the last 20 years. Nobody has more experience, and that includes the two men who perform these procedures at Montgomery Eye, Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. How great would it be if you could open your eyes, if you have vision limitations, to be able to see without the need of glasses or contacts? People say it's like miraculous. The detail, the HD vision you receive with the LASIK procedure, too. So find your drive and see your vision at Montgomery Eye. Call 271-3804 to make an appointment with the refractive surgery counselor, because you got to take that. It's free, no charge at all, to see if LASIK is an option for you. 271-3804 or learn more online at onlinemep.com to schedule your appointment and take care of business. I actually did some reading. I mean, I read, obviously, every day with this stuff, but an actual book. And, you know, once you have to start wearing glasses, it's just not as much fun.
Mm.
Pretty good book about Florida, though, that Kathleen gave me to read. So I spent some time lounging in the pool with the book on the thing, getting boiled alive.
Boiled alive.
Yes. Now we know how a noodle feels in a pot of soup. 8:15, we need a contestant so we can play
Truth or Baloney.
And our game today is based on British terms.
Let's do it.
Food, British food names specifically, because people in the UK have different words for certain foods. So all you have to do is guess whether the words we give you are real or not. And our number is 272-9228 if you want to play. Give it a chance. I've been to England. I have the answer, though. I couldn't tell you for sure.
I want to play.
It's a fun game. Even if you don't call, you can play in the car to see how smart you are. You can't lie to yourself when you take one of those automotive tests. But we do need a contestant at 272-9228 to give away a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro. 272-9228.
We're rolling through the middle of the 8 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a couple of accidents. Both of those are right near the Taylor Road exit. We have one on the off-ramp of 85 northbound. We also have one on Taylor Road right before the on-ramp to 85 northbound. So please be careful. It's going to jam up in that area pretty quickly. The boulevard's moving along just fine. We have lots of cars out there, but everybody's rolling along without any delays. If you're on I-65, of course, there's a slowdown in the downtown area if you're coming out of Prattville. And we don't see any big problems on the 31s. We We do still see the police working the accident on Lower Kingston Road near Durden Road in Prattville, so be careful there. Mini-term B classes at Trenton State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 23rd to October 10th. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and Jay, here to tell you about the glorious wonders of the Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road.
Glorious wonders they are.
Like the glorious gator.
And the, well, what
the glorious gumbo.
Oh, good, you got that one. Oh, man. Man, I got no other G's. There's no other G's on the menu that I could go with. The glorious Gulf shrimp.
There you go.
Ah!
Yay, alliteration.
Exactly. No, check out the Seafood Bistro online for the entire menu of all these glorious things that we're talking about.
Glorious!
TheSeafoodBistro.com will have everything listed there, even some of the stuff that isn't on the menu, some of the stuff that they put up on the board right there at the where you place your order at. They'll have those on the website as well. So check that out.
Follow them on Facebook, and if you need to call in ahead of time, you totally can. 279-7500, The Seafood Bistro.
All right, Don R. is ready to play the game, so let's go visit the Don R. party.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, glad to see y'all back.
Well, yeah, we're not all here.
Most of you, anyway. You still got one gone. So.
We haven't been a full team since Tuesday, the 26th of August.
So we'll be together Wednesday, right?
We'll be all together again on Wednesday morning.
Okay, alrighty. So you probably know how this game works. I'll read you a statement. You've got to tell me whether it's truth or baloney. Get two out of three correct or get them all wrong to win. You ready?
Yep.
French fries are called crisps in England. French fries
true.
Are called...
True.
No.
I'm going to get them all wrong now. Okay, that'll work.
Yeah.
No, they're called chips. You've heard chips. Fish and chips.
That's
fish
right, chips.
How yeah, about yeah, Arthur yeah. Treacherous is fish and chips?
And that's chips are called crisps.
No.
Arthur Treacher was this old Bringa English dude. Crisps. Arthur Treacher. Fish and chip. You remember that?
No.
No.
When did that happen?
I can't possibly be that ancient.
Well, you're not. It's.
I mean, if it happened before 1985.
All right. Who am I looking up?
Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
Arthur Treacher's.
He's an old English
Arthur
dude.
Treacher's fish and chips. You're so mad.
Arthur, what's his last name?
Treacherous.
We just call him Arthur Treacherous. Fierce.
There it is. Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
It's 10 times fast.
Well, it's a chain that was headquartered in Jacksonville, Florida. It was founded in 1969. It had about 800 stores in the 70s. As of May of last year, there's only 7.
Are they all in Florida?
No, there's 3 in New York, 4 in Ohio.
So, wow. I mean, it was never here.
Most locations have been co-branded with Nathan's Famous.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, but no, I've never heard of...
Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
Arthur Treacher's fish and chips. Boy, if you had a problem with speaking things, Arthur Treacher's fish and chips would really, like...
Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
That is not the name of a place you say if you've had a few that night.
You sound like Adam Sandler when you say it that way. Go ahead, say
Fire Marshal Bill.
Well, you just got so mad and you slid your chair back and you just kept saying it over and over again like we were going to magically know what it was the more you said, Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
Let me tell you something.
Arthur Treacher passed away in December of 1975.
Yeah, no way we could have known that, dude. Jay wasn't alive. I wasn't alive. It'll buff.
I feel like a living wake.
Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
All right, statement two. It only took us 5 minutes to enter, by the way.
Greg,
hey, yeah.
Greg, I'm 70, so you okay.
Thank you. Cotton candy is called candy floss in England. Cotton candy is called candy floss. True the balloon?
True.
Guess what? It is.
Winning.
Yay! All right.
Now you got to get this one right.
Yeah.
I know.
Put the pressure on yourself.
The British term for an ear of corn is a rocket. The British term for an ear of corn is a rocket. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Winning.
So you got it. Did it.
Congratulations.
You won.
Thank you.
Let's go through the last two on the list.
Okay.
Okay.
If you what make, do they call corn? I'm sorry.
If they don't call
it. No, them. It doesn't say what they call corn. It just says that rocket is what they call arugula.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Arugula, chaka, chaka, chaka. You probably don't remember that song because it was popular right around the time Arthur Treacher croaked. All right. If you make a grilled cheese swamich in England, it's called a toasty. Truth or baloney?
True.
It is?
Yep.
Toasty.
And finally, their word for an eggplant is an aubergine.
Aubergine.
Aubergine, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, true.
Yeah, it is, Emily.
No, oh, wow, nice.
Yeah.
Emily, what?
I say it's time to put you on hold so you can claim your pine fries from Jay Scott. I didn't say nothing. Anything.
I didn't say nothing.
Well, here we are at 8:22. Later on, we'll have our Morning Maroon nominees. And we've got a pretty good group today, all things considered. Including... what not to do if a bank should accidentally deposit a large amount of money into your account.
Spend it.
Yeah. Some news on breakfast preferences in America. We told you about the 73-year-old woman that had twins. This is not. This sounds like Weekly World News stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
World War II bomber found on moon. You know, and then 73-year-old has twins. It's almost as improbable. And how to make a habit. This is going to be very interesting. How to make a good habit stick.
Sticks!
Stick. One, singular, okay? At 8:23. We'll be back, maybe.
From Alabama News Network, I'm... Look at today's headlines. No arrests after two people were injured in a weekend shooting in Montgomery. Police tell us this happened just after 1 o'clock Saturday morning in the 2200 block of Spruce Street. At last check, one of the victims is in critical condition. The Montgomery Public School System is looking to sell some of its vacant and unused property. School leaders have identified a dozen unneeded schools and lots, and they're considering selling this unused property to provide money for a school district already struggling with building maintenance and student support. And Democratic Senator Doug Jones formally kicked off his re-election campaign Sunday. With partisan control of the Senate on the line, Republicans have said defeating Jones is a top priority in 2020. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Some good times.
And by good times, she means bumping uglies.
It's a good time.
You're enjoying yourself?
Good time.
Boy, do we have some good times.
You guys have a good time.
I'm having a good time.
You're still having a good time.
I'll have fun.
Let's put the fun in funky.
This is really enjoyable. It's fun. I'm not going to lie. It's good.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better
with me. Drinking up and having a good time.
This is good.
So fun.
I, for one, am having an absolute ball.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do now the weekend's through? Monday, Monday. What you gonna do? What you gonna do now the weekend's through? From the moment you open your eyes and wake, you're thinking of the job you must go to and hate. You want an extra hour so you can snooze. You can't do that. It's work for you. Monday, Monday. What you gonna do? What you gonna do now the weekend's through? Monday, Monday. What you gonna do? What you gonna do now the weekend's through?
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We live in a world where...
And their treasure chips no longer exist.
I love you, and I love your breakfast every morning.
Oh, thank you, shut Jay. Up,
please
Jay.
Understand the views and opinions.
When do you see how thick your fried egg sandwich
yeah,
is
right?
Next week? Hey, by the way, were those okay?
Oh, yeah, they were fantastic.
Yeah, they were fine.
Hadn't had one in a while.
I haven't made one for a bit.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you made. What
did you say, Tuesday, August 26th?
Tuesday the 26th, so I don't know when the last, I don't know what you, what did you make for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Tuesday?
I'm just surprised we had any breakfast at all with Rich not being here.
Boy, you find out about...
Don't you? Man.
I don't have time for this bitterness.
Again, I am grateful for the breakfast you feed us every morning.
And that's why you're my new best friend.
It is time
for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go.
Yay, stupid note, news.
Note to self, downsize Emily's... Christmas.
Yeah, fine. Fine. Oh, just take me to Arthur Drinker's Fish and Chips.
Get you a gift certificate to Arthur Drinker's Fish and Chips. In New York or Ohio.
You know what? That would be worth it. It'd be worth getting a $20 gift certificate to Arthur Drinker's.
To a place you'll never go.
Yeah.
Watch me. Watch me go.
Come back with a t-shirt.
Hey there. Oh. Emily, you cute little millennial.
I'm not a millennial.
The average millennial puts down 24 alcoholic drinks a month.
Okay, maybe.
So maybe she is.
Maybe I am.
In 2013, now it's up to 29.
Well, she's a super millennial.
I like to exceed expectations.
Maybe this is why this number went up. 24 drinks a month in 2013, now it's up to 29. The question...
Why?
According to one alcohol industry expert, it's because millennials are parents now, so they're drinking to deal with the stress.
That's how you deal with stress. Just get drunk.
All right. We have three people in the room.
Uh-huh. Good.
Let's see
good
if we
job.
Fit the... You remind me of an episode of The Office where they go to Kevin, the big...
Kevin.
Goofy, awkward guy.
Yeah.
And the new HR director thinks he's... challenged, mentally challenged, and he has 75 cents. You can buy anything on that top row. Do you think I'm retarded? It's really funny. That's how you're treating me. You're making me feel like Kevin from The Office.
Don't make me feel like Kevin.
Do you believe that UFOs have visited us, the Earth?
Boy.
Aliens. This is space. I don't like to talk about space.
Have they visited?
Yeah. Do you believe that they have visited Earth, UFOs from elsewhere?
No.
I think they've probably just driven past.
I'm going with a no.
All right, so then our studio population mirrors American belief. 1 in 3 believe UFOs have visited the Earth.
Do you believe UFOs?
Yes, they do.
You do?
Yes, because in the vastness of our interstellar universe, it would be and so big to an extent we can't wrap our minds around how big it is. It would be supremely arrogant to think we're the only thing here.
No, now that's not. Now my answer is: have they visited Earth? I didn't. That was my point. I'm saying no, they haven't. Do I believe that they exist? Yes,
I think they have.
Well, so that wasn't the question. The question was: had they visited Earth to go to Arthur Treacher's fish and chips? And I said no. They probably just drove by. So I acknowledge the fact that they probably exist because I said they probably just drove by. Yeah.
666 miles and 10 and a half hours behind the wheel yesterday. I can't wait to see my friends.
Welcome back.
By the way, 70% of people in the survey believe the government knows more about aliens than it's telling us. And that's very much similar to what
we would believe that.
In 96.
Yeah.
There is a nationwide White Claw shortage.
How did this ever become popular?
Listen, I don't know. I don't know why it's so popular.
It's
but
disgusting.
I haven't had a White Claw because I keep seeing the memes about ain't no laws when you're on claws or whatever.
I had one in Seattle. It was disgusting.
Is it disgusting?
Because
I liked a flavored LaCroix with some vodka or something. That was good. Is that what this is?
You know, I looked at the story. I did not have my glasses on, and I thought it was a hand sanitizer. It's a hard seltzer. It looks very similar when you're visioning.
Hand sanitizer, hard seltzer.
They're similar. In wordage, I could see that.
Well, this is a problem every company would like to have. Their sales are up almost 300% from a year ago. But that's the way it is in this kind of business. You know, stuff, it's like Perrier. Everybody had to drink a Perrier. Because it came in a green bottle. Like it had some, you know, special fountain.
Heineken comes in a green bottle.
Yeah. It was, you know, recherché to hold your Perrier.
It was what?
Recherché. Means socially upscale. And then finally, a list of the most annoying things our coworkers do.
Show
number
up
one
to
on
work.
The list: mock your age.
That's not true.
I'll take
you to a nice lunch at Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips, and we can work through all our problems.
I only ate there once. It used to be in Chicago. I'm just not a fish guy.
They were a big thing, apparently. 800 locations across...
Yeah, no, they did national ads. And Arthur Treacher used to be on Carson's show.
I have to look.
Excuse me.
Up.
If I'm going to have these moments, I may as well do them right. Long ago and far away, many years before you or Emily were born, Arthur Treacher's had locations. He was an old British actor who used to be on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
This is... So for whatever reason, my browser thinks I'm in Chicago. So MeTV, the Chicago location, has a thing. Whatever happened to Arthur Treacher's fish and chips?
Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
Seafood is a tricky cuisine to get right if you don't live near one of the... In the 1970s, however, there's one place you could rely on for good, inexpensive seafood. You didn't have to look too far to find it either. Arthur Treacher's fish and chips had 800 locations. What happened to one of the country's largest? Just like many of the fads in the 70s, it went out of style. The restaurant chain was named after the English actor of the same name, Arthur Treacher.
Yes.
He's best remembered today as Jeeves the Butler in Shirley Temple films.
I know who that is.
Shirley Temple? Well, there you go.
Side note, Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips is alive and thriving in Northeast Ohio.
Hey, Andy, what's first letter
here? News out of Cleveland. What seemed like a distant memory buried in some long-gone America has become a popular pilgrimage this time of year.
The butler on the Shirley Temple films.
Oh, wow. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
He's talking to Andy.
Oh, okay.
He's talking to Andy.
Look, we have got to go. They got the little British flag everywhere.
Andy wanted to let us know that not only was he the butler in the, or was Jeeves in the Shirley Temple films, he was also the constable in Mary Poppins.
Yes, that's right, the first Mary Poppins.
Yeah, the very first Mary Poppins. Yeah, exactly. Anyone could get a burger from Burger Chef or McDonald's, but only Arthur Treacher could get you their famous cod, fish, and chips.
You know what? I got to go to Hughes, too.
So please do, because that's exactly what I was looking for originally.
Some of them have double-decker buses outside of them. How clever.
The expansion of chains like McDonald's and Burger King in the 1970s forced many younger and regional chains out of business. On top of that, the price of cod skyrocketed in the 70s due to the cod wars.
I had no idea there were cod wars.
Iceland imposed a 200-mile fishing limit around the country, meaning British fishing companies lost access to waters rich with cod, and they almost went to war over the issue.
Okay, so we have to go to Ohio because three locations are left in Northeast Ohio that are the original style Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
All right, let's see how they advertised it.
It's giving away a free 32-ounce container of Coca-Cola with family packs. So when you buy a family-sized boat of our original fish and chips, or our boneless chicken and chips, or Arthur Treacher's delicious shrimp and chips, we'll give you this giant 32-ounce container of Coca-Cola absolutely free. So stop by Arthur Treacher's for one of our family packs and take home a full quart of Coke for free. Arthur Treacher's and free Coke. Now that's something else.
What a totally unlikable.
Right?
What do you mean totally unlikable? That was amazing. And that container of Coca-Cola, now that people give away as a jumbo Coke or something, that was for the whole family.
If I had realized in the 70s what DBs we looked like, I would have been mortified.
In 1979, Arthur Treacher's parent company sold the brand to Mrs. Paul's Seafood. Mm. The new owners quickly replaced the cod with less expensive pollock.
I slept with her.
But the...
Greg!
I'm glad we're in the later half of the 8 a.m.
The kids have been in school for 40
exactly.
minutes.
Exactly!
So when are we going to Cleveland?
For some Arthur
Treacher. You know, we could have gone with Rich. He was up that way earlier this year.
He didn't invite us.
We missed our chance.
You know what? No, we didn't. Because I'm going to find one, and I'm going to go. We are going to go, husband, if you're listening.
One of the restaurant owners in Garfield Heights, Ohio, says people drive by, they look up and notice the lantern, and then they stop in because they're shocked to see that we're still open. Arthur Treacher's.
Not surprised. I thought they were all gone, which would have been a shame.
Let's see.
Is that familiar to you? The building and everything?
Oh, yeah. The yellow
and green and the lantern and everything, yeah.
And you know what? I'm not really inclined. I've never liked fish wishes or Filet-O-Fish at McDonald's. But I tried them once, and it wasn't bad.
Y'all, we can do this in a day. We can make a day trip of it because it's only 11 hours and 40 minutes.
Can't do that in a day.
Y'all, you drive straight up there. And you have a meal and you drive straight back.
Here's the thing. Arthur Treacher was also a sidekick to another person who's long dead and you don't remember, Merv Griffin. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, did you say the one in Garfield is an original one?
No. Well,
this is Cleveland.
I have to talk about Adam's Drugs for a moment.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, okay.
So accommodating. Last Tuesday, of course, missed the last minute, right? Wait till they had everything ready for me. I just had to run in, run out, and they just do such a fantastic job of not only taking those extra steps to treat you right as a customer, but to make you feel appreciated. You will never visit any of their 12 locations and walk out feeling like, well, they don't seem to care if I bring my business here or not. I encourage you to do that, A, because you're not going to be a one face in this vast sea of corporate patients bringing their healthcare prescriptions to a giant store someplace. This is the way it should be done. Your healthcare needs are very personal. You should have access to a pharmacist who can answer questions. And there's a lot to be said for the old-fashioned way of treating people in a store. So you have a choice. You could feel like just another face in a sea of faces. That the seats around the pharmacy, people waiting, it looks like a grandstand at a ball game. Or where they're ready for you when you walk in so you can walk out and be on with your day. Plus the gift shops. And sometimes maybe you need just a Diet Coke and a peanut butter cup, which goes great together, by the way. And Adams Drugs can take care of you with that. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. There are 12. Rusty.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Look, what two things would you think you might have in common with Pat Sajak?
What two things would I have in common with Pat Sajak? Well, I know he's a conservative.
Did he do that's right. That's one of them.
Did he do something with Mrs. Paul?
He was a radio DJ.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of those guys, like Bob Eubanks, a lot of those people were radio jocks.
Pat Sajak bounced around a lot with the jobs he had until he landed his gig there in Hollywood.
Well, not surprised. I mean, that's kind of how it worked. A lot of jocks I work with in Chicago and Miami, to a lesser extent, were hoping to find their way into the game show hosting business. Did you know that for every game show that makes a major network, they produce like 10 that don't?
Really?
Yeah, they're always trying new ideas. They test them out with studio audiences and stuff. Yeah, yeah. There's always people got ideas for the next. Some actually get produced, but when they test the audience to see if it's going to be popular, it fails.
Well, y'all have a good afternoon show coming up.
I appreciate it. Thank
y'all
you.
Y'all take care.
Yes, if I have as much fun this afternoon as I did this morning, I'll feel like I lived the same day twice.
Did the calls change in the middle of that? Because I swear I picked up the thing and they said it was Rusty, and that did not sound like Rusty.
I don't think, well, there could be more than one Rusty. Check the rating, see how many Rusties we had listed.
Okay, I will. Well, I just want to make sure their name gets in there, is what I'm saying, for the thing. Oh, we have a situation. Wait, situation.
We're going to Arthur Trejo's Fish and Chips.
No, we have an extra prize to give away, and we want to make sure you use this prize. It is a family four-pack to Zubilation.
No, it's a pair.
Was it a pair? I'm sorry, I thought it was a family four-pack.
It's a pair of tickets. She just texted us and said it's a pair.
It's a pair.
What
okay.
is that?
That is...
On
this
the
week.
Info sheet.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Tomorrow morning, we're going to give you the secret animal.
Secret.
We'll announce our. It could be an elephant. Could be a tortoise. It could. Oh, I forgot he goes on. Could be a goat.
It's that Snoopy pillow.
So here's what we'll do. Tomorrow morning we'll give you the secret.
Little turtle caught on to it.
Secret animal. And later in the show, we'll ask you to identify it to win that.
Yeah, Zubilation is this Thursday at the Montgomery Zoo. It's from 6 to 10. They'll have drinks and food samplings. They'll have auction items. And it's a fundraiser that is geared for adults only. And all guests must be 21 years, which is why we're not giving away a family four-pack. All guests must be 21 years or older to attend. Now, get this. You'll be winning these tickets. They're $50 per person.
Yeah.
So you're getting into the swanky stuff for nothing.
That is really, really nice. All right. We should have at least good weather. Days are getting shorter, so at least the heat isn't lasting as long as it was. Here's Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The brutal heat continues today. We have a heat advisory in effect again. Yesterday, we had a record high of 100. We'll be in the same neighborhood today. The actual heat index will be from 105 to 109 with spotty, widely scattered storms around the area. And keep in mind that the storms will be fading out tonight, low 74. Tomorrow, no relief from the heat. Upper 90s both Tuesday and Wednesday with widely scattered afternoon and evening storms, and still hot on Thursday and Friday. From the National Weather Association Conference in Huntsville, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Morning Maroon nominees next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a final look at our Monday morning commute. And we have an accident on I-85 southbound. It is near Jackson Hospital and the Mulberry Street exit, so be careful there. Otherwise, most of our traffic is back to a normal flow. We don't have a lot of problems for you. They're still working an accident on Taylor Road near the interstate, so be careful there. If you're on the boulevard, it's just stop and go at the intersections. We don't have any problems on the 31s. If you're headed into the downtown area, keep in mind that North Bainbridge Street is closed between Madison and Monroe for construction. Work your way around that. Be careful. We'll check in with you this afternoon. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224. An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what Green Track, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, Green Track will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now Green Track and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Monday.
Monday.
Good morning, old friend.
It's time once again.
The only cure I know for the Monday blues is...
a favorite show.
My favorite show.
Ah, these guys.
They're bad, but that's okay because they make me laugh.
And that's what really matters, right?
Yes, and apparently
it's showtime.
Yeah, it is.
Are we
it's
not doing time. That question that I just ripped the paper on?
No, we're not doing that. We're saving
10
that.
10 minutes to 9. It takes us 20 minutes to get this audience to close. For something. Just being realistic here. Yeah. They're busy. They're at work. They got things to do. They got lives to lead.
We can't delay news and views.
Jack, are you Campbell's cranky because you're show. Hungry? Do you need to go to Arthur Treacher's?
No. And I'm glad I don't have to go to Montgomery Paint and Body. You know, when you're driving your car and you're a good bit away from home, that thought creeps into your head like, God, what if somebody rear-ended me? what do I do? I mean, if it's not drivable, you got to leave it there and rent a car and come back and then come back and get your car. Is that how that works?
Awful.
You've been in that position before.
You certainly have.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Yeah.
Mailboxes.
No, no, no. This was on a trip that he took.
Oh.
Yeah. My engine literally blew up.
You have to keep oil in there.
This is a brand new. This is why I'm with Jack Ingram and not this other place.
Oh.
They're out of business. I have a feeling I was the only person that bought a car from them and had issues. But I always have Donnie Turner's number handy, 27 wreck with a W, just in case. Have you heard about this Amazon payment scan? So you'll be able to put your finger.
Yeah, you can scan with it. So going to the airport, they had this new thing. It's called Clear. And apparently concert venues and airports and anything that kind of needs your identification is going to have places where you can use this. And it's your fingerprint.
What? Jack Campbell.
Need to report an accident.
Oh, now I know I'm home.
Where? Downstairs?
My pants. I trusted one.
You'll fit right in on this show, man.
How backed up is it?
Yeah.
I might have to call Cole Blummy.
Yeah, anyway, they've got it's a fingerprint thing. They wanted to talk to me about it, and I said, hey, this sounds like a great idea. How much is it? Oh, it's 100 and some odd bucks.
To use it once or to use it forever?
For a year.
For a year?
And I was like, no, I'm sorry.
You don't fly enough.
Not for a year, 100 and some odd
if
dollars.
If you were somebody
year.
That was constantly commuting.
Yeah, or if it was used in any other kind of aspect, but that, no, sorry.
You know, I think we're going to. Since we're kind of tight for time, and I can save the other stories because they're timeless.
They also had it at the ballpark when I was there.
Mm.
Oh. When I went to the T-Mobile Park, they had that system set up too, and I was like, oh well,
that is so modern.
It is, but I ain't paying $125 or whatever it was.
No, this guy here is going to be our morning maroon nominee.
I had two cops come here last night to steal my weed, and I want it back. It's only like 4 grams, but it was really good weed. And from what I know, 100 grams is cool, right? Or am I wrong?
You are wrong.
I'm wrong.
Where did you get that information
What are you
from?
Talking about? 100 grams is legal. Am I wrong?
It's not. I'm just here to tell you that. It's not.
What do you mean it's not, dude? Where have you been the past 2 months? I know I'm right here, dude. Don't try to talk to me like I'm dumb.
Hey, dude. hey, millennial asshat. It's not. And why are you being such a...
Really?
What an imbecile. God. What an ultramaroon.
That was a guy in Ohio. He was probably headed out to Arthur Treacher's...
Yes!
Jack, do you remember Arthur Treacher's fishing tips?
No.
You don't remember Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
I don't know that they had one here. Did they have one here? I don't think they had one.
Was this an ad?
No.
No, it was Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
Was it like a drive-thru or something?
Apparently so. There's only 3 left, and they were in Northeast Ohio. Oh. I think we're going to road trip and go.
I bet Rich knows where they are.
I know, but he's not here.
With the English terms for food. That's how that all got started this morning, right?
Well, look at you.
Well, okay, I actually remembered why I did something. That's a good thing at my advanced age. That and trying to keep up with these millennial whippersnappers like Emily.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about Dr. Jeff Pasley at Milbert Family Chiropractic. Am I right?
Yeah.
I'm right. Dr. Jeff Pasley believes in not just helping you feel better, but getting you on the road to wellness. And, for instance, I believe that husband has an appointment there later today to deal with some shoulder pain that Dr. Pasley has been helping him with. Whether it's work that's causing you aches and pains, or maybe an old car accident or sports injury that's reared its ugly head, go see Dr. Jeff Pasley. Don't live a life of pain. Don't live a life where you're dependent on, okay, well, I took this pain medication 4 hours ago. I can try this one now to see if that'll help put a dent in the aches and pains. Check them out online at milbertchiropractor.com. You can even do your appointment online, your new patient paperwork if you're new to the jam. And they're conveniently located on Highway 14 in Millbrook, just a mile or so from I-65. Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
New to the Jam. Jack, why don't you use jam in a sentence to show how hip you are?
Jam?
As Emily just did. Yeah.
It's jam up getting to be on your radio show this morning.
No.
Wrong application.
I mean, that works for jam, but I meant jam as in, you know, like, it's a jam. Like the jam of business type jam.
Yeah.
You, Jack Campbell, are a jam. Yeah. All really? To yourself. You really are. Don't you think? Yeah. Am I right?
Look at me, a big bottle of jam.
And a sweet guy to boot. It is 8:56.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What was I supposed to do?
Breaking news!
Oh, that's right. Hang on, everybody.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Tell him, Jay.
Yeah, had a caller, Charlie C., called in and let us know that there was an Arthur Treacher's location in Prattville, which blew my mind. And then he told me where it was.
Where was it?
And I thought, I know exactly where that is. You know where Wendy's is?
Yes.
Next to what used to be a Pizza Hut, but not a Pizza Hut anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in that location, I think next door to it, which is now or used to be a bank.
Wasn't that close to the Dollar Theater?
Yes. Yeah,
because husband showed me a picture of the Dollar Theater.
The movies, too.
The other day. Yes! It's crazy. It's madness.
Yeah. That's where I saw Jurassic Park.
Arthur Treacher's.
12 times. Anyway, I'm surprised. Which I feel like I must have recognized that.
Well, see, the thing is it was probably closed before you were born.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You know what is open?